Father, open his mind and his heart and give us your word to him so that we can hear. Open all of us our hearts. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Tesfaye. Today is Father's Day, and I'm going to invite some of the men to come up, and we'll talk a little bit. All the fathers are supposed to be smiling, and we want to dedicate this service to honor you. And I just have this verse. It was we were worshiping. This word keep coming to my mind from Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. It says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy doesn't end. They are new every morning. And great is your faithfulness." It's good to have a father like that, huh? That his love for us is new every morning. I'm going to invite Shell to come up. Shell is the, I'll let him introduce himself. Actually, let's get a chair. Let's get a chair for Shell. Really, can we bring it up here, please? Let's move this back a little bit. When I first come to SAC, I am marveled and blessed to look around and see fathers that are here. Some wonderful fathers that every Sunday we rub shoulders with these incredible men that I watch and observe them from a distance. And our Asian brothers who are here, they are fathers, and I watch how they interact with their children and how they relate to one another. I see and observe our African brothers who are fathers, and my heart just lives with joy. And I see the way they care, not only for one another, but how they carry themselves as fathers. And I'm blessed that we have this living example around us. And also we have our American fathers, our Norwegian fathers, and I call them heroes because they inspire me to be a better father. And so Shell, tell a little bit about yourself and your role.
Yeah, I'm a father to three kids, happily married to Marta, and for a living, I repair church buildings, so I work with my hands. That makes me happy. And here in the church, I'm a leader of the men's group. So that's a big responsibility, I think. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Please tell us a little bit of the men's group and.
Yeah, we the men's group, we come together once a month, the last Saturday of the month, and we meet in the fellowship hall where we will have coffee now afterwards. We start with the Norwegian light breakfast at 10 o'clock Saturday, and I, on my way over to the building here, I stop by the local bakery and get some fresh bread, and I instruct my fellow church members who come from many countries how Norwegians eat breakfast. It's very simple though, but so you get to know a bit about the local culture if you are there. And And then afterwards we have a Bible study. Yeah. Mm.
How important is this ministry, the men's, in the life of the church?
I think it's very important. I always get something from that those times when we are together, even and we have people from many countries and many traditions, and we can it's a colorful way of studying the Bible when we bring all this together. That what makes this congregation also very, very special, and so sometimes I feel it's a duty to do this, but afterwards I don't. So I feel that we are blessed being together. Yeah.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to say, Sarah?
Yeah, I am. Yesterday, Friday and Saturday, there was a Global Leadership Summit that many of us in this congregation joined. And there was very many interesting thoughts that came from those meetings. We got input from very well-known pastors and leaders. And one of the leaders of this Pixar, this movie making in Hollywood, he said that it took 4 hours for him to tell the philosophies to his coworkers, but when they tried to do this philosophy into their company, it took 4 years before the people in the company really did what the philosophy was. And everybody agreed that this philosophy is good, but it took very long time to change the culture. And also that's the word of God. We see that it's true and it's good for us, but it takes a long time for our minds and our hearts to absorb it, and so it's important to come together and always fill up our minds with the Holy Spirit and His words, and men, we tend to be a bit alone with our thoughts and our mind, and even if we are married, we keep many things to ourselves. It's not so obvious for us to open up and stuff like that. So it's important to come together and do that. And like this guy on the radio this morning, he said, "I don't know what I think until I have told it." So it's important to say things together and to be in a fellowship. So all of you men who and also you ladies here, encourage your husband to come to this gathering. And you can come if you even are a member in a small group already. You can also come to this gathering. And if you're not in a small group, and if you're not in the men's group, you should come absolutely. So join us.
Thank you, Shell. Yeah, please don't go, sit there. I just want us to just give a big hand to Shell. All the fathers, can you come up, please? Sorry for the pressure, but we want to pressure you today. And all the potential fathers and husbands, you can embrace us. I don't want to say it. Give a clap to us. think there are a few people who want to say something, so can you roll on the video? Please put the volume.
Have a nice day. God bless you.
Rewind that again. We want to hear every single
Hello,
word.
Hello, everyone. Wish to say
Start again, please.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Have a nice day. God bless you.
Hello, everyone. Wish to say Happy Father's Day.
Here we go.
Okay, there. Happy Father's Day to everyone. And somebody is doing something behind my back.
Happy Father's Day to all the men at Stavanger International Church. Thank you.
Hello there. I just want to wish all the fathers a very happy Father's Day.
Hey, I want to wish all fathers and all people who are going to be fathers happy Father's Day. This is a really, really special day. Fathers are very important people, and my father was very important to me. He was the stability in my life, and he was the person that I most wanted to love me and to see me and to take care of me. And that's something that all children just really desire. And I'm really, really proud of my husband, who's a really good father to our children. And I just want to thank you, Chell, for being a wonderful father that really takes care of your children and sees them. Love to all fathers, and God's blessings on you.
Happy Father's Day!
Happy Father's Day! Woo!
Well, that's, I know that our sister Melanie would like to pray for us. Yes, come on. Let's pray for our fathers. We need your prayers.
In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. We thank you that you are first our Father. First, we thank you because you are the greatest example of fatherhood. And we thank you for our earthly father. And we bring them before you this day as we celebrate fathers today. We bring them before you with their strength, with their weaknesses, with their doubts, and the big responsibilities they have on their shoulders. We bring them before you, Lord. We bring them with all of this before you. And we say, help us, Father. Help our fathers with the responsibility to take care of the family, the responsibility to provide for the family, the spiritual responsibility to be spiritual leaders and fathers to their children, to be good examples for those they are caring for. Father, this is not something small. It's a big thing. We acknowledge that we need you, our fathers. They need you in their lives. They need you to strengthen them. They need you for wisdom. They need you to see. So we pray, Father, we pray that you give them whatever they need. You impart in them the wisdom that give discernment, the wisdom that make them give their children a good spiritual upbringing, the wisdom that gives them the power to become good leaders in our churches, but also in their families, in their communities. We acknowledge, Father, that we need you. And I pray also for the wives and the spouses, Father, that they also be a good support to our fathers, that they also be a good support as you have in the beginning, from the beginning you said, I'll make you a helper. You made Adam and a helper. Father God, that we as wives, Father, be good helpers to our husbands so that they can perform their duties as per your will. Thank you, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus for what you're going to impart in our fathers, for what you're doing already, and what you are going to do. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I have 5 minutes. Maybe 10. Some of us wish that our fathers still alive today, or still around. So we can say to them what we want to say now. Maybe some of us owe our success to our fathers and those who have fathered us. Not only our physical father, but those who provide spiritual fathering over us as we are away. Maybe some of us grew up without having a father around. And we wonder what it's like to experience that. Every father on earth and under heaven comes from the Father himself. Every fathering. And I believe the thought father is not something that evolves in creation or something that man made up. I think God is a father. God himself proclaim himself, I am a father to the fatherless. He himself described himself as a father. And that's something that we can grasp, not only that we have the luxury of having earthly father around us, but even fathers ourselves, we need to recognize and be aware of the heart of the father towards us. As I grew up with no father. And just not long ago, I met my father for the first time. And I'm always afraid of starting a family that I will not be a good father. I'm always afraid that one day that this cycle will continue as a young man. Those are some of the fears. But as I came to faith in Christ and recognized the incredible love of the Father towards us, that it is the Father that taught us to be good fathers. If I want to be a good father, then I will have to learn to be a good son. If I want to be a good husband, then I have to learn to be a good son. That my life would be a life that brings joy to his heart. And Jesus did that. He did that to us. As we read here today, some of the benefits and what God has made available for us. In Galatians, he says that God sent his son born of a woman. He sent him to buy our freedom. Freedom from what? From the yoke of sin and death. So that he could adopt us. You know, that's an incredible word right there. Adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God has sent his spirit into his son, of his son into our hearts. We've been talking about the role and the work of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, in the early church. We're studying the book of Acts. And we talk about one of the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer is to remind us the core of our being, who we belong to. He reminds us the truth. God sent his spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba Father. You are no longer slave, but God's own son. And since you are a child of God, he has made you an heir of his kingdom. What does that mean? That for me as a sinful person, as I call out for God for mercy. Yeah? That's what he did. He took me and released his forgiveness on me. That I begin to, embrace the benefit of his death and his resurrection for the forgiveness of my sin. And God's hand, when I do that, I become part of his family. God adopted me. My worthiness comes from him. My security comes from who I am. And sometimes it's hard for us to see how much God value and worth, and our worth in him. He gave everything for us to bring us back to that place and that place of relationship and intimacy with him as Father and Son. That's what Jesus did when he came. He came to reveal to us the Father. Everything he did here on his earth, on his coming, was to manifest the Father to us. He said, my word, my work, my food is to do the will of my Father. I will do nothing else except for what the Father tells me. And we learn the relationship with Jesus and his Father. And it's a wonderful thing. Romans chapter 8, verse 15, if you go on that one. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you slave again to slavery of fear, but you receive a spirit of sonship that we, by him, we cry, Abba, Father. First John, how great is the love of the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. As I am growing to be a good father as I want to, if I am not secure in the love and the immense faithfulness that God has for me, I will never pass that to the next generation. Go on the next slide. To those who are in Christ, the Holy God is a loving Father. Next one. But what about my relationship with this one, with my Father? How do I come to him? How do I approach him? I remember a wonderful picture of John F. Kennedy, the President of the United States, that he was sitting in his Oval Office, represent the power of that nation, sitting there with all the security. And then down underneath the desk was his little son, just playing with his toy, feeling comfortable and at ease. That's our relationship with the Father, the creator of the universe. Jesus came and made it possible for us to be part of that relationship. Why is it the wish of Jesus? It is the heart of the Father to reconcile men back to him so we can have this fellowship, communion, intimacy, and relationship because of his original intention for us. Keep going. God is our Father. We are his sons and daughters and heirs. How do we approach him? With boldness and confidence that each and every one of us here, no matter what race, see, that's the wonderful thing about the gospel of salvation. It has no barrier. It has no wall. It doesn't make any distinction. It has no class. Everyone have the right to be in the presence of our Father. You have the right to be in his presence, to have a relationship with him, to enjoy all that he has for us. Our Father and his family, generosity and love overflows. Next slide, come to the end. We're approaching there. Ephesians chapter 1, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence, knowing that he loves us. He cares about us. He is with you. He is for you. He's not against you. In 2 Chronicles, it says that the eyes of the Lord runs throughout the whole earth to strengthen those who belong to him. I remember I was watching The Lord of the Rings. You guys watch Lord of the Rings, yeah? Yes, I know that. And there was these eyes, the eyes of Mordor or whatever it's called, power. And whenever the ring goes, the eyes looks. It knows where it is. And when the Bible speaks that God's eyes runs to and fro the whole earth to strengthen those who belongs to him, it not only, you know, when I was a kid, when I heard that verse, I thought there's this video camera spying on me. And the God in his omnipresence and everything that represents God, when I call on his name, everything, his power, his provision, and everything is ready to be unleashed on our behalf. That's the privilege that we have. It says that we are heirs of his kingdom. We have access to God. Since we have the confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus Christ, by a new and living way open for us, let's draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Jesus said in John, if you go on the next, Jesus said in John, I have manifested your name. And Jesus was praying for his people, for the disciples. He said, I have manifested your name to the man whom you have given me. That out of the world, they were yours and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. There's only one person. Jesus didn't come here to talk about the Father. But his time here on earth, he came to manifest the Father to us. Only the Son can manifest the Father. And how does he do that? To live as the Son of God in this world. And we learn from their relationship. And all that is extended to all of us. One of the greatest gifts that the Father gave us to show his love for us. Can you go on the last one? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There is generosity, there is care, there is power, there is release on our behalf. There is a freedom that comes from us putting our faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus on the cross, that's what he did. That Jesus, it says that he who knew no sin became sin for us. What does that mean? That Jesus, in his obedience to God's Father, so that we can be reconciled with him, took on the fullness of God's wrath for the sin of humankind, as if he was the one that committed it all. That's their commitment to us. And that's the heart that the Father has for us. And I hope that we can grasp this, and as Father, that we can learn also from this in terms of our relationship with the Father, in terms of our security in who he is in our lives, in terms of the right that we have as children of God to access his presence, to have intimacy with him, relationship with him, to know him more every single day and reflect everything about him to those that we are raising in this world. And I think earlier this year, just to end, we talk about growth. I think last Sunday we have our children here. And I was sitting there and I looked at the amount of kids we have. It's not only that we are growing as adults. We are growing in numbers because there's a lot of kids been born into this church. And I want to say, go, Father. Job well done. Let's keep doing it. Yeah? Let's keep multiplying in that aspect. So not only that we are growing in our spiritual life, but we are seeing these new members just coming out and jewels, and that is worth celebrating. We as a church, we are not only a multicultural church that God has brought from many nations. Not only that we are interdenominational, but we are multi-generational here. And that is our heart, that nobody, according to the age, is excluded from here. There is room for everyone, every nation, every generation, and all people here in this place. Amen? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are the one. All fathering came from you. It was your heart. You are the Father. You proclaim yourself. You made yourself known to us as a Father. I want to thank you as we pray for our church, that you will come and share with us, and manifest to us the gravity, the depth, the vastness of your love and your commitment for us as a Father. Thank you for your Son and for his sacrifice for us. Has become our salvation, has become our Lord and Savior. Thank you. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen.